This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9-3-0-2-8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize them to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. All present at the Agenda 21 show.
If we look to the answer as to why for so many years we achieved so much, prospered as no other people on earth, it was because here in this land we unleashed the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before. Freedom and the dignity of the individual have been more available and assured here than in any other place on earth. The price for this freedom at times has been high, but we have never been unwilling to pay that price. Those who say that we're in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. The sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David, they add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. Each one of those markers is a monument to the kind of hero I spoke of earlier. Their lives ended in places called Belleau Wood, the Argonne, Omaha Beach, Salerno, and halfway around the world on Guadalcanal, Tarawa, Porkchop Hill, the Chosin Reservoir, and in 100 rice paddies and jungles of a place called Vietnam. Under one such marker lies a young man, Martin Treptow, who left his job in a small town barber shop in 1917 to go to France with the famed Rainbow Division. there on the Western Front. He was killed trying to carry a message between battalions under heavy artillery fire. We're told that on his body was found a diary. On the flyleaf, under the heading My Pledge, he had written these words: America must win this war. Therefore, I will work, I will save, I will sacrifice, I will endure. I will fight cheerfully and do my utmost as if the issue of the whole struggle depended on me alone. We must realize that no arsenal or no weapon in the arsenals of the world is so formidable as the will and moral courage of free men and women. It is a weapon our adversaries in today's world do not have. It is a weapon that we as Americans do have. Let that be understood by those who practice terrorism and prey upon their neighbors. As for the enemies of freedom, those who are potential adversaries, they will be reminded that peace is the highest aspiration of the American people. We will negotiate for it, sacrifice for it. We will not surrender for it now or ever. We are Americans.
Well, that was, of course, Ronald Reagan. That was his inaugural in, I believe, 1981, January. And that was the tribute that was played at the Grizzlies baseball game in Fresno, California. And there's an image in there that at some point where he's talking about our enemies. And I'm not going to play it again, but I'm going to give you the graphic with it. And you see a picture of Antifa, because he's talking about the enemy. Antifa, guy with the glasses on, you know, being the coward that they are, of course, with their glasses and their hoodies and all this other crap. And then it goes on to show Kim Il-sung, Mr. Ong, and then Ocasio-Cortez in her, you know, communist-looking up-type mentality, you know, obviously one of these posed pictures, I'm holier-than-thou type of imagery type of thing. And then it goes on to show Fidel Castro, and then more Antifa, says... another world, more Antifa protesting, and then another more Antifa protesting. A little big banner of Antifa and all that. So people hiding their faces, of course. Then, of course, it ends. So then her response is kind of interesting. Her response, this was the first person to tweet about it was Carmen George. I have no idea who she is. But it says, this is what it says, the Grizzlies who play in the Pacific Coast League, apologized several times for airing the video. And the last one came just last night, actually. The video was not produced, created, or commissioned by the Fresno Grizzlies. It was carelessly taken from YouTube, and there are multiple versions of this video available on the Internet. The version that our employees selected contained offensive content. And the team said the airing of the video in the ballpark was the result of an unintentional oversight by an employee who did not view the video in its entirety, and the employee responsible has been reprimanded by the organization, yada, 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 right? And then we get this. It says that this is what she responds with. We understand the dangers and ramification of what was shown. We have publicly apologized to Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez, regardless of your political viewpoint. We believe that all people who dedicate their lives to public service deserve respect. Of course, she doesn't respect any of us as Americans. Just remember that. Here you have somebody who's subverting the system by being a politician who hates this country, who hates free market capitalism. Just ask all the people that are unemployed, not employed, did not get jobs because Amazon left New York, right? Of course, that just goes right along with the communist mayor, de Blasio, that you have there. Now, we could just go on and on and on. The linkage to Ocasio-Cortez, to the hatefulness, how she hates and despises Americans, I think is just pretty self-evident. But this is how she responded. It says, what people don't, or maybe do, realize is when organizations air these hateful messages, my life changes because of the flood of death threats they inspire. I've had mornings where I wake up and the first thing I do with my coffee is review photos of the men, and quote, this is parentheses, it's always men who want to kill me. That's always men, of course. Always. Always men. Really? And, of course, she doesn't inspire hatredness towards men or Americans now, does she? We should pull out a whole bunch of her comments and so on. Now, it's kind of interesting the way this is all played out. I just wanted to bring that out there, a little tainting and tabbing on Ronald Reagan, of course, and trying to smear him. But it's always men, of course. Ronald Reagan was a white man, of course. That's the kind of stuff that's coming from the other side. She ought to be more, in my opinion about her, she needs to be a lot more appreciative and a lot more respectful about her own office, because she disrespects her office regularly when she demeans the United States of America. It shouldn't be a surprise that people come up with this kind of stuff when she's so demeaning and seen as an enemy of the state by most. Except for those that terrorist organizations that support her, right? Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Lots to come up here in the next hour of Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com and newcaliforniastate.com, 215-867-8255. You can call us.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
I'm a prospector. I found a big old river rock. I'm sure it's a gold nugget. Where do I go to cash it in?
Whatever precious metals you're digging up, we'll barrel it over to Yuba City Coin and Bullion by the 10th Street Bridge. Always paying top dollar on placer gold, pickers or bigger, any hoard of gold coins and silver ingots, shiny or not.
Eureka! They're paying more than all the teeth in my mouth!
Your local coin shop buys those too. Gold crowns and bridges. Also, scrap jewelry and sterling silverware. We melt it down, turning it into shiny gold and silver ingots that you can invest in.
Well, I'll be! Strike it rich at the Twin Cities!
Yuba City, Coin and Bullion. 438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. 755 Coin.
Now where'd my donkey wander off to?
We have to enforce our
immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Screaming at you. We're just screaming at you here on Agenda 21 Radio. Anyway, the Ocasio-Cortez business. Supported by, I think she's supported by CARE, but we'll have to look into that. That's another issue. We got other things. You know, we just got to move along now. Can we all just get along? right. I'm going to go over here because I saw something glittery go by. Meryl Streep. Remember her? Speaking about men, Meryl Streep. This is from Meryl Streep now. Everybody pay attention. It's coming from the UK Independent. Pay attention now. Come on. It's just as important as Barbara Streisand commenting, right? Meryl Streep says she doesn't agree with the term toxic masculinity. Meryl Streep has expressed her opposition to the term toxic masculinity, stating her view that use of the expression can be harmful for boys. Come on. What's wrong with you, girlfriend? You just want to hurt little boys. That's okay. And the big boys and the men. Just, right? Isn't that Meryl Streep's way? I thought she was a total feminist. What's wrong with her? The actor made her comments while taking part in a Q&A for the upcoming second season of acclaimed television show, Big Little Lies, in which Streep is a new cast member. And during the talk, which was hosted by Vanity Fair, there you go. Beto? Where's Beto? Beto! Come on, Beto. Vanity Fair, brother. Or are you sister? No, you call your brother or sister. Which one is it? I know you skateboard. That's kind of masculine. Well, you know, and he's white privileged too, right? You know, my white privilege. Your privilege. It says, during the talk, which was hosted by Vanity Fair, Beto. See, every time I see Vanity, it's going to be Beto. Streep addressed the topic of toxic masculinity while discussing an anecdote about a male fan who had told Nicole Kidman that he enjoyed the show. All right, now, I'm not even biting on that one, but what the heck are they making? Where's that going to? And the article says, the three-time Oscar winner explained that she dislikes the term because, in her opinion, all individuals can exhibit toxic behavior regardless of gender. Oh, no. No. We're not. Oh, come on. It's only men who can be toxic. What is wrong with Meryl Streep? She's older now. Aha. She's older now. Aha. I can see that again. She's older now. Is old age settling in on Meryl Streep? Sometimes I think we're hurt. We hurt our boys by calling something toxic masculinity. I guess that something is the little boys. That's really set. Sentence structure, come on! To pull out my Mrs. Gunn red pen on this stuff. Streep said, and I don't find that putting those two words together because women can be pretty effing toxic. Well said. And the proof is in your statement, right?
Oh, no.
Isn't it fun to be toxic? Having fun with toxicity, right? Have a little bit of fun with toxicity. Here we go. All right. Effing toxic, she says. All right, it says, first look at Big Little Lies. Okay. It's toxic people, the suffragette, Star said, We have good angles, and we have our bad ones, too. Oh, good angels. I'm sorry, angels. I really teared it up here. The sentence, I blame the writer of this article's bad sentence structure to force me to say something that was not correct. Angles versus angels. Boy, is that just liberal or what? Can I get liberal on you real quick? Streep added that she thinks labels can be less harmful, less helpful. See, I did it again. What's wrong with me? I'm on a bad roll here. Then direct communication when calling out detrimental behavior. What about that statement she made about effing toxic right now? Because women can be pretty effing toxic. Is she toxic? Is it proof that she is toxic by making that statement? I don't know. Is this just crazy talk, anyway? Toxic masculinity refers to certain behaviors and attitudes commonly associated with men that are perceived as being harmful, such as repressing emotion and acting in aggressive manner. Can you imagine men acting in aggressive manner? I think they have too much testosterone. And I think that's a direct result of the Y chromosome problem that they have. All men have this one-legged chromosome. One leg, two arms. It's called the Y chromosome. And women, they're complete. Two legs and two arms on the X chromosome, right? So they got two X chromosomes, and men only have one X. And see, that makes them deficient right away. And one Y, with a one-legged Y chromosome. Come on. That's where toxic masculinity comes in. They're not feminized enough. So what we must do to prevent toxic masculinity is give them hormone injections. That relieves the symptoms of toxic masculinity. Get rid of that testosterone. Let's use some enzymes that's going to erase that toxic masculinity. The testosterone. Ugh! Of course, women have testosterone. Fair amounts of testosterone. Yeah. Yeah, it's true. It's true. Check it out. It says, the Good Men Project. Oh, no. We've got a project for this. The Good Men Project, an initiative which aims to encourage an international conversation about what it means to be a good man in the 21st century, describes toxic masculinity as a form of manhood that's defined by violence, sex, status, and aggression. Really? Of course, women in this, the Good Men Project, can't exist like that, right? No woman would ever be defined by violence, sex, status, and aggression. Really? Well, I could give you quite a list of... anyway, are you toxic masculine? The call-in line, by the way, is 215-867-8255. 215-867-8255. Wow. One of the ways that masculinity sometimes manifests is through toxic behavior. Shocking. Shocking toxic behavior, which ultimately ends in violence. And that violence either is enacted or on men themselves or other people, said Tom Ross Williams. Don't you love the men who do the three-name part of their, you know, the... yeah, right. That's how untoxic he is. He's taken his mother's maiden name. Tom Ross Williams, an activist and ambassador for a school workshop project called Great Men Project, which is run by the gender equity equality organization called the Good Lad Initiative. Really? Oh, boy. Here we go. The Good Lad Initiative. Here we go. This is really going to do something about toxicity. I think it's a process of microaggressions. Ha ha! Those microaggressions. Here we go. That escalate to a point where violence is enacted on the world. Wow. So listen, all you toxic men, watch out for those toxic women. Of course, you know, Meryl Streep knows a lot of effing toxic women. So watch out. We'll be back. No toxicity here.
Get it out!
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Nothing like a little bit of toxicity in the morning, right? Remember to visit our website, 821r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. We got just tons of things going on in New California. We're going to talk about that in a second. If you are a toxic man, watch out. By the way, 215-867-8255 for all you toxic people out there to call in and vent. Vent your toxicity. Go ahead, vent it. Not invent it, just vet it. You can vet it out. We're here to serve. That's the way it is in our land. We're here to serve. And we will absolutely serve you. No question about it. It's kind of an interesting... I just think it's fascinating what's going on. Especially with the... Trump tweets. What is the Trump tweets doing? What is that guy up to? Well, he's playing 3D chess and everybody else is playing checkers. Not even checkers. Some of us play checkers while he plays. That's a little bit difficult, isn't it? I think it's incredibly difficult myself. But, I'm just a person. That's all I am. I'm just a person. I can't be any more. I can't be any less than just a person. But I can tell you one thing. Toxic masculinity is big. It's a big, big deal, this toxic masculinity business. So those of you that are feminist, just remember, it can only be men that are toxic, right? Is that right? It can only be men. No female toxicity for you. No, no, that just doesn't exist, and you know it. Of course you know it. Just doesn't exist. You know, I hate it when this sort of thing happens, when it's just blaming only one side for one sort of a grievance or something like that, you know? Isn't that interesting? Just you blame one side, you don't blame the other. You can't, listen, it's like everybody used to say about racism, only whites can be racist. Really? Gee, what about Jesse Jackson? What about, who's the other guy? Al Sharpton. No race, or Louis Farrakhan. No racist there. No, that's not racism. And that's not hate speech. No. And about some of these communist activists that hate white people. And then you find out it's not just white people. They hate Americans. They hate California citizens that are, California. Out here in California, they hate the American citizens. See, what my point is that once you start perseverating and hating on one, you ultimately hate on all. And, of course, that it's to the advantage because you're trying to repopulate California with a different mass of people, different population. So that's why they're pushing everybody out. That's all part of – listen, there's a plan within the United Nations for this in which you depopulate one country and substitute another population in its place. Does that kind of start to explain what's going on south of the border? Hello? Maybe so. I'm just saying, I think that's something that we all need to consider, isn't it? Besides the toxic masculinity, of course. There is no toxic masculinity for you, I might add. No toxic masculinity for you. Only for, well, men, white men. I think it's pretty disgusting, actually. This whole way in which they've all taken our culture and society and turned it upside down like that. I'm just saying, because I think that once you start to go down these roads, you just start to go down the whole hate trip. You know, I think that that's a very, very big problem, isn't it? I mean, seriously, isn't it a big problem when you go down the hate trip road? The hate trip road, as I call it. And then you have toxic masculinity again, right? Toxic masculinity. So Trump deletes tweets admitting Russia helped him get elected. That's really a stretch on that one. It's amazing. I'm not going to... This gets into the toxic masculinity thing, right? And, of course, now we have the whole thing. By the way, this came on the heels of other articles around Meryl Streep and others and their feminist behavior and so on. And, oh, man, that might be hurting boys, you think? And, you know, you ask women who have sons, and they hate this kind of stuff big time. I mean, I get this complaint. You know, it's kind of like they come to me and say, Paul, can you stop this? I can stop it by coming out and talking about it like we're doing right now and kind of caricaturizing it as nothing more as their form of hate speech to boys. And, you know, when you start breaking it down, this is my point about what I was saying earlier, is that once you start down the direction of objectification of something, such as a gender, okay, we'll just talk that way, X and Y and all that stuff, such as a gender, it always spills over to, well, you know, this white guy behaves this way, and this guy over here, he's black, and he behaves this way. And we see this Asian, and he behaves the same way. And we see this, you know, Indian, and he behaves this way. And pretty soon, it's all men behave that way. Forget about white men, right? Because we've now gone beyond that. That's my point. You start that objective, oh, I can see this characteristic, I can see this characteristic, I can see this character in this evil. So let's talk about hair and women. Wow, there's white women with long hair. I don't like that. I don't like long hair. Forget it. Everybody has long hair. They always use the F word. And if they're blonde in particular, with white skin, man, they use that F word a lot. Right, Meryl? You know, it's pretty effing whatever she's used in the article. But then I look at this black woman, and she's got long hair. And she's got the same character. She uses the F word. And then there's the Asians and so on. They do the same thing. So pretty soon, it's a whole population of people, regardless of their skin color. I mean, listen, human beings are human beings. And in order to control populations, the key thing is to control how they communicate, control language. This is all part of the Hegelian dialectic. It's all part of divide and conquer. You know, you separate people out by gender. You separate people by race. You separate people. You know, even doing business. You know, I was talking to one of our people the other day, and if you want to open up a business in an airport, let's say, then you have to give up 30% of your, if you're a white man, you have to give up 35% of your business to a minority. Period. That's federal law. Now, is that fair? No. You just give your 35% of your business up to anybody you can partner up with of another color or of another nationality. Wow. Bet you didn't know that. See, we've parsed out everybody, separated. We've gotten all these crazy laws that's no longer based upon your merit in how you make things, build things, create things. It's only about your skin color or your sex. That's what it's no longer about individual achievement. But in the world of the exceptional Americans, it is. That will always win out as we talk about the exceptional Americans. Like, you know, Ronald Reagan. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all products. precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Trump is Donald J. Trump. This is what he said. You know, I didn't get to hear the whole thing that was going on with the press conference. Well, it wasn't a press conference. He was going out to the helicopter. He was going to go off to Colorado. And President Trump said that his administration was set to take major action at the United States-Mexico border. "We're going to do something very dramatic on the border," he told reporters in Washington on May 30th before boarding Marine One. "I would say my biggest statement yet would be made," he added. The statement would be issued either later Thursday or sometime Friday, the president said. "All new Californians hear this loudly." No, he didn't say that. But this is an article in the Epoch Times by Zachary Stiebler today. I'm going to read it again so all new Californians listen. President Donald J. Trump said that his administration was set to take action, major action, at the United States-Mexico border. "We are going to do something very dramatic on the border," he said, he told reporters in Washington on May 30th before boarding Marine One. "I would say my biggest statement yet would be made," he added. The statement would be issued either later Thursday or sometime Friday, the president said. Are we hearing me now? Huh? Says, "I'm not closing the borders. I'm doing something else," he said, adding that the statement will have to do with people crossing the border illegally. He said, "We are being forced to take action because the Democrats will not give us laws and will not do anything. They want to have open borders with crime and drugs pouring in," he added, "along with human trafficking." Trump was slated to go to Colorado and speak at the Air Force Academy graduation ceremony. I think we have the clip here. Let's see if we can hear it, see if it plays.
"I'm also going to have... probably today, a major statement on the border. This is a big league statement, but we are going to do something very dramatic on the border because people are coming into our country. The Democrats will not give us laws. They will not change laws. They will not meet. They will not do anything. They want to have open borders. They want to have crime. They want to have drugs pouring into our country. They want to have human trafficking. I'm going to be making a statement probably tomorrow, but maybe today. No, I'm not closing the borders. I'm doing something else. We're going to be having a major statement on the border sometime later today or tomorrow. It will be a statement having to do with the border and having to do with people illegally coming over the border. And it will be my biggest statement so far on the border."
Okay, you just heard that. All new Californians, take heed. A federal judge who ruled against Donald Trump using Defense Department funds to build additional border fencing on May 24th donated to former President Barack Obama, the third Democrat donor judge, to rule against the Republican president in a week. U.S. District Court Judge Hayward Gillum, Jr. was confirmed in 2014 after being nominated by Obama and receiving a recommendation by Senator Dianne Feinstein. Gillum was in private practice for nearly a decade at a law firm of Bingham, McCutcheon, and Covington and Burling before being nominated. According to federal election records, Gillum donated $6,900 to Obama's campaign for president, $4,600 to Obama for America, and $2,300 to Obama Victory Fund. Gillum donated additional funds to Obama's reelection campaign, sending $13,500 to Obama for America and Obama Victory Fund 2012. He also donated $4,500 to the Democratic National Committee from 2012 to November 2014. He spent $3,000. He sent $3,000 to the Covington and Burling. Oh, Covington and Burling. Really? Oh, God, really? It does. Gosh, it doesn't tell you too much about the guy, right? The donation started in 2007, just 1 year after he served as an assistant U.S. attorney in the Northern District. Shocking. Shocking. I'm shocked. Right in Jerry Brown's territory, right? Sacramento. They ended after Gillum started serving as a U.S. District Judge. Gillum said during his confirmation hearings that judges should be impartial. I believe the most important attribute of a judge is the commitment to faithfully and impartially applying the law in every case. Without regard to the type of matter or the identity of the parties, I do possess this attribute. Really? It doesn't seem like it. Only if you do the payola business, right? The two other judges who recently ruled against Trump also have a history of donating to Democrats. Trump has continued to note the background of some judges ruling against him, hitting out at U.S. District Judge Amit Mehta, who donated thousands to Obama after Mehta's recent ruling. Anyway, we can go on and on and on about this sort of thing. And we're not going to it anymore. Just know what I just read to you. This is what he just said. Let's see if I can get this whole thing to go again. Let's see if we can get this to go again. Here we go.
Probably today, a major statement on the border. This is a big league statement. But we are going to do something very dramatic on the border because people are coming into our country. The Democrats will not give us laws. They will not change laws. They will not meet. They will not do anything. They want to have open borders. They want to have crime. They want to have drugs pouring into our country. They want to have human trafficking. I'm going to be making a statement probably tomorrow, but maybe today. No, I'm not closing the borders. I'm doing something else.
Yeah, President Trump, he's going to do something about the border. I wonder if it's an insurrection thing. Well, we have been talking about it, you know, New California and the Trump administration. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. This story is going to definitely be up on the website, so you should be able to check it out at newcaliforniastate.com. And it's an article that just came out in the Epoch Times, and an article that talks about, of course, what is going on with, Donald Trump, the Trumpster, Donald Trump. And it's the article that says, hey, look, we got issues, baby. When we got issues, we got issues. That's true. Epoch Time, where'd it go? Oh, here we go. I think I'm going to play it again, Sam. Here we go. Is this it? Major statement. Right. They didn't do it. What? Come on, you guys. You're choking on me here. I hate it when this happens. Okay, here we go. This is what Donald Trump said about an hour and a half ago.
Probably today, a major statement on the border. This is a big league statement. But we are going to do something very dramatic on the border because people are coming into our country. The Democrats will not give us laws. They will not change laws. They will not meet. They will not do anything. They want to have open borders. They want to have crime. They want to have drugs pouring into our country. They want to have human trafficking. I'm going to be making a statement probably tomorrow, but maybe today. No, I'm not closing the borders. I'm doing something else. We're going to be having a major statement on the border sometime later today or tomorrow. It will be a statement having to do with the border and having to do with people illegally coming over the border. And it will be my biggest statement so far on the border.
Well, that's sounds to me like Insurrection Act is going to be declared by the President of the United States. And that's going to be kind of interesting, isn't it? I guess he's going to, I'm just guessing, and I'm talking really to New Californians, and I think you guys know what I'm talking about, but I'm just guessing that it might be a limited act like it was in Los Angeles when the Insurrection Act was declared, and they used that for the L.A. Basin because there was so much rioting going on, but across the border, and that would include California if that was the case that they did something like that, but it means that the military is going to be engaged with this whole thing. So, just to let you know, if that's in fact what he has in mind, that's the only thing I can think of. And let's say Godspeed, press on, Mr. President. And press on, New California. Press on. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. And go to the New California State website. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.